Hey! How's it going, everybody?
Oh, you're talking to them.
Oh.
Well, it's going good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Pocket Full of Quarters. I'm...
full.
Can I finish?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, I'm finished.
All right. Okay, so we got some...
Can I introduce us? I mean, Jesus. We might have a new listener. We might get into double digits.
We might, okay.
I am one of your hosts, Matt Lucchetti. My God!
Just let me know. Just
you know what? Just go.
I'm just going to say I'm Josh McKinney, and apparently I'm good at interrupting Matt. Because Matt never fucking declares when he's actually finished. Okay, all right.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hi.
It's episode...
8? 7?
Set
8. Episode 6 was Effect City. We've had one episode since. So this is 8. Right?
Right.
Episode 8?
You know.
Awesome.
I like it.
But yeah, so we got a couple of things in news that we're going to get excited. Yes, we're excited to talk about here. So here we got some... How are we going to make it different this week? We don't fucking know yet.
He hasn't done it yet, so
yes.
We really don't know.
Yes, okay.
Or has he? Inception.
Okay.
Wah. All right, first piece of news. Rockstar has given an official comment on the delay to September for the Grand Theft Auto V release because they need more time to polish the game.
I'm happy with this.
I'm okay with it. They're taking the time they need.
Yep.
I'm all right with that.
Yep, and it's not like they're like, oh, we've delayed the game. We're not going to tell you why. They've just flat out said, we just want to make the game better.
Yeah.
Why anyone should have a problem with this, I don't know.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, there's speculation. Speculation rumors.
Right, so who knows?
That GTA 5 is being pushed for the next generation of consoles for a simultaneous launch.
Right.
And that is still a possibility.
Yeah, but I don't...
But it's not looking very likely from at least the comments that we're getting.
Yeah.
But again, that could just be... smoke and mirrors.
Right.
Because, honestly, a GTA 5 is a launch title for, like, a PS4 or the next Xbox.
Oh, yeah, totally. But if they...
sell gangbusters.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't...
Every 5-year-old in the country would have it.
Pretty much.
Oh, God.
Pretty
so much,
much
good stuff.
Pretty much. But, yeah,
so, yeah, GTA 5, come in September. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, even if it's not next gen...
It's one hell of a send-off for the... for this console.
Oh yeah, totally.
One of the biggest games ever.
Totally.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. And it's going to be good. Hopefully it pushes more boundaries and shit.
I hope so, and I think it will based on what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I mean, the storyline's already, like, infinitely better than probably any Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I really liked 4, though, but Vice City was so good.
Vice City was cool, but, I mean, everything's pretty much been stuck in that Grand Theft Auto loop of... you're this guy, you gotta do bad stuff to do... Nom, 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 nom. I mean, this thing actually seems based in more of a human...
standpoint.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And not just... Nico Bellic, I'm living the American...
fucking Roman!
Fucking Roman!
God, I hate it.
Oh my God, oh, I'm getting another fucking phone call. Great.
Hey, cousin, do you want to go bowling?
No.
Not right fucking now!
I'm banging a hooker.
Yeah, or I'm falling out of a fucking helicopter.
And not being able to move and land on the nicest car that I can.
Exactly.
Ah, that's my one complaint about that game, is every time I jumped out of the helicopter, I'd have to, like, put the helicopter on the street first, where I wanted my body to hopefully land, and then just hold, you know, the accelerate, but the lift button, and just...
Yeah, but you'd never land there.
No, never.
Exactly, because it doesn't make any sense.
Game world, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't fucking make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
No,
I'm going straight
not.
Up. I should go straight down.
No. No.
I did not. When I was in high school playing this game, I forgot that they had a good physics engine.
Did you not?
That would comprehend that. That would not let that type of thing happen.
Yeah,
okay.
No. I mean, okay, whatever.
I understand these things now. I've gone from
high school to not.
I've gone from the concrete operational stage to a higher level of understanding. Piaget, people. That's Piaget. Yeah, you'll never need to know that, actually.
No, you will. If you go into any kind of psych, you'll need to know that.
Or education, or...
psych.
But if you want to make money, you will never need to know that.
Oh my god. Okay, there you go.
Well, you thought that.
Yeah, no, I thought my computers went on standby.
We're good, we're good.
Okay, right, next piece of news.
Moving on.
Next piece of news.
This is bad news.
Yeah.
Disney CEO Bob
Iger.
He confirms that there will be standalone Star Wars movies.
I hope they're shitty animated ones.
I hope they're like 45 minutes straight to DVD.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm okay with that. If they just want to do like a stupid ass fucking animated Yoda thing talking about his background and shit, I'm cool with that. But I'm not going to deal with 2.5 hours of Yoda.
No.
Fuck Yoda. I'm done with Yoda.
I like Yoda, but...
No. As a fucking main character in his own movie, no. It's not compelling. He's not interesting. He's not compelling.
No.
It's stupid. In an animated form, totally.
Yeah, give me a half-hour special on Cartoon Network. Sorry, like 22 minutes, whatever.
Right, exactly. Fucking... If they do Yoda, what else are they going to do? R2? And we're gonna have fucking 2.5 hours of booping ass R2.
C-3PO just getting built by Anakin and saying, I shouldn't be here.
Right, exactly. Like, C-3PO is like Boo Boo in fucking Yogi Bear.
Hey, Boo Boo.
That is such a good idea, Yogi.
That's 3PO's existence in the Star Wars universe.
Truth.
So.
Truth.
This could be fucking awful. Because this isn't X-Men. You can't, no. It doesn't make no.
No. No. I'm excited for the new Wolverine movie, though.
I'm excited for Wolverine.
He wears a suit.
Right.
I'm excited.
Right.
It's a new take on it.
Right. I'm excited for Magneto.
Ooh, Magneto would be good.
Yeah. I'm basically excited for any of the X-Men things because they flat out said ages ago that they were going to do them. And
yeah.
It makes sense because there's really nowhere else for...
Days of Future Past is promising, though.
Yeah, the idea of it's pretty interesting. I mean, they've got a lot of the original characters from X-Men 2. So,
right.
Like Famke Janssen, who played Jean Grey, she's going to be in Days of Future Past.
Mm-hmm. Magneto, you know, Ian McKellen, and
Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart.
They're all going to be in Days of Future Past.
Right.
Wolverine. So it has definite potential.
Right.
Ellen Page will be there.
Right, but there are some inconsistencies with it because. In X-Men First Class, they show Magneto being the cause of... Oh, spoilers. They show Magneto being the cause of Charles's
paralysis.
But at the end of... I think it's Wolverine? Or one of the other X-Men movies.
It was Wolverine.
They show Patrick Stewart walking.
No, they do not. He was in his chair.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
He totally was.
No, he was not.
Am I on crack?
No, you're not on crack. You're just not remembering properly. I strongly believe that there's a point in, I think it's the Wolverine movie, where Patrick Stewart as Charles Xavier shows up and he is walking. So there is going to be an inconsistency there.
I could have sworn he was in his chair.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, too.
I could be wrong. You could be wrong.
I don't know. But, I mean...
Lights could be wrong. I don't know.
Right, but, I mean, that looks interesting. I just don't want to see Star Wars fall into this.
No, because
it's
the first one will probably be good, because they'll put enough money behind it. And then what's going to happen is they're going to slowly start to turn to shit.
Just doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's a bit Disney! Nah! Yeah, bad Disney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, that's our take on that.
Okay. Next little thing. Thanks.
Star Wars.
Huh?
More Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Wars pinball. Actually,
ooh,
actually
get excited.
Get excited. It's actually happening.
Yeah. It actually looks kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm really fucking excited. I love pinball. So
pinball is so good.
Why don't you just take all of your funding for standalone movies and just put it in a pinball?
That and 1313. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. But seriously,
Star Wars pinball is real. It was revealed. It was revealed today on IGN via Up at Noon with Greg Miller.
Yeah, I'm really.
It looks a lot of fun. It looks goofy.
Yeah,
but the tables look really neat from what we've seen. There's a Boba Fett table. There's an Empire Strikes Back table, and there's a Clone Wars table that's been released so far.
Yeah,
and they have a total of 10 tables planned. So I'm excited. You know, it's just something simple. It's something really good to do. Just, I mean, if you have 20 minutes to kill before you got to leave the clash, you can't start a TV show. You don't want to get into a game because nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Call of Duty and those games are 5 seconds anyway. Why are you playing Call of Duty?
Duty, right. Just play some good old Star Wars Pitball.
Yeah, it's coming out end of the month.
Yeah, which is really cool and short notice.
Yeah, announced today. It comes out on the 27th. So get excited.
Yeah.
That's really all we have for that on
that front. Just, whoop. Okay, so this idea is kind of fucking stupid, but kind of cool, but kind of stupid, but kind of cool.
And kind of, you know, copy and paste.
Yes. Okay, so Redbox Instant, or whatever, is becoming an Xbox 360, like, dashboard thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Netflix and Hulu Plus and all that stuff.
So Redbox, powered by Verizon, is going into the streaming market.
Yeah.
And for $8 a month, let me make sure I'm getting these prices right here. Hold on, please. Yeah. For $8 a month for DVDs, or $9 a month for Blu-ray, you can stream unlimited movies that they have available for streaming to your console, and you also get 4 rentals from the actual...
From the actual
dispensary.
Dispensary.
Of a Redbox.
Yeah. See, okay, this is kind of cool, because it's going to act as Netflix, so you're going to have a lot of awesome accessibility,
mm-hmm.
and it's cool because you're going to get brand new movies, or movies that were just recently... in theaters or out of theaters, and you're gonna get a lot of access to some cool stuff.
But the question is it going to be recent movies, or are they going to go with the Netflix route and have mainly older movies?
Right, and are the qualities of the movies that are in Redbox now going to decrease significantly just because it's going to be massively available? The thing that I think is stupid about this is I don't want to pay, would you say $8.99 or $8?
$8.
$8 a month. I think it'd be cool if I could just, you know, stream it when, you know, I rent it. So, like how you do at the dispenser, you pay, what, like $1 or whatever?
Yeah, it's like $1 for a DVD.
You pay $1
for... $1.50 for a Blu-ray.
Right, and you pay that, and then you watch it, and you get, like, a 24-hour thing for it. Make it like a pay-per-view thing.
That'd be all right, because Xfinity wants, like, $5 every time you want to rent a movie
right,
for 24 hours.
Right, and that's stupid. And I think, I mean, why make this like, a monthly subscription when you could just do it how you normally do?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be better for just about everybody involved, you know?
Yeah, I think that'd be much more popular.
Yeah.
But then again, you gotta put your credit card stuff on the console and...
Right, but you're already going to have to do that.
Yeah, that is true. So.
You're already going to have to do that, even if you want to get the thing anyway.
Yeah, all right. I respect it. I like the idea. Redbox.
Yeah.
Not the corporation, just Redboxes everywhere if you're listening to this.
Yes, just listen.
Take off your earphones and complain to your CEO and tell him to do this.
Yes, because
it's a good idea. But... it's coming exclusively to the 360 at first. It will come to other consoles like the PlayStation 3 and the Wii U in the future.
And, of course, the PS4. And
of course.
And Durango. Or
Xbox 10. That's a new code name I heard recently.
What?
Yeah!
It makes no sense.
No sense is being made. Welcome to the world of gaming. So, but it's okay, because if you want to try this service out, when it comes to the dashboard, you get it free for 1 month. Just remember, if you don't like it, to cancel it. Otherwise,
that shit's getting added to your shit.
Yeah, it is. So be careful. Josh, I'll let you take the reins for this story.
Okay.
You seemed amped.
Yes, I was. Okay, so this was published on today on IGN. So it was an interview between Joey Esposito.
No.
Joey Esposito, the guy who wrote... fucking article.
I'm assuming.
And Tom Taylor, who's one of the writers of the Injustice comics, which are set to be a prequel to the upcoming video game by almost said Midway on NetherRealm Studios. This is a game that I'm actually really excited for, because I mean, if you've played the Mortal Kombat, if you've played Mortal Kombat 9, aka the Mortal Kombat reboot, you know that it's a fucking amazing game. The multiplayer in it's incredible. The game looks incredible. It plays incredible. And the storyline was incredible as well. So, the big thing that has happened recently in the comics, I believe the comics were released recently in, like, a trio. So you get like, 1, 2, and 3. And at the end of... spoilers. The end of the third comic... Lois Lane and her unborn child are killed at the hands of Superman.
Seemingly at the hands of Superman. We're not sure yet.
No, we're positive.
It said seemingly, I thought, when I read that. Well, did I misread?
I mean, I believe it says seemingly, but it is positively. I mean, they have pictures. So.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so the reason why I want to talk about this is because, I mean, it's pretty significant. I don't think this has ever happened in the Superman storyline in any comic book universe. I don't think Lois has ever been killed by Superman. And if you can go over to IGN and read the article, I suggest you do, because Tom Taylor, the writer of the comic, he's got a really interesting perspective. He was raised by a feminist single mother, had attended plenty of anti-domestic violence rallies. So this guy is completely against violence in any way, shape, or form, and which is really cool. It's really noble, and it really goes into his thoughts about how he felt when he was writing, and everything. And I don't know. It's just a really cool concept, and I think it's really going to lend itself to the credibility of Injustice as a single player game and as a single player experience. I don't know if you agree that it will lend itself to a greater single player experience, because now Superman is more human.
Right.
Superman actually has a reason for operating however he's going to. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Now we finally have like a basis for the change in his behavior throughout Injustice and throughout the rest of the comic books leading up to the game Injustice. So instead of it just being random, because like in some comic books it's just like, oh, why the fuck is my hero acting completely different than he has? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? There's no basis for that. Now Superman does. I mean, I want you to keep in mind, spoilers, that Superman was poisoned or drugged and thought that Lois was Doomsday. So it's not like he was deliberately killing Lois for the sake of his own plot development. That wouldn't make any sense. Right. So it's just cool, because now we're gonna see a different side to Superman. We're gonna see a more wounded,
probably a much angrier side.
Exactly. They speculate in the article on IGN that, is this the point where Superman's going to turn evil? Is this the reasoning for him to turn evil? And Tom just said that he doesn't believe that it's one single event. He doesn't believe that this, I believe, if I may quote the article, he does not think, I don't think one event, no matter how traumatic, changes the son Martha and Jonathan Kent raised. I don't think one awful moment changes the man that Lois Lane fell in love with. For those of you who think they know where this is going, stick with us. And I suggest you do.
Yeah, it looks really cool from what I've seen. I haven't had a chance to actually read any of it yet, though.
Yeah, I haven't. I read the first comic. I haven't read the other two.
I'll have to check this out.
Yeah. But this is just really, it's really pivotal in Superman's development. And I hope that we get a better look into the other characters as well. And there's just a lot more awesome development throughout the game.
So. Hopefully. We'll keep you updated on that one, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next piece of news is good news.
And kind of unexpected news.
Really unexpected to me. Yeah, really. Okay. THQ went bankrupt.
Right. We've talked about this.
Ubisoft bought up the Saints Row. No, I'm sorry. Not Ubisoft. My apologies. Koch Media, a.k.a. Deep Silver, bought up Saints Row.
Yeah.
They bought that IP.
Yeah.
And now word on the street is that it could be heading to consoles as soon as August.
Which is fucking weird.
Which means that game was almost done.
Which
doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me either. It's just kind of fucking weird, because Saints Row 3 is already, I mean, it's still relatively new. How old is Saints Row 3?
That came out in
2011. 11? Yeah, I mean, so
it's over a year old.
Yeah, but I mean, for a game like this, I mean, Saints Row 2 came out in, like, what, 2006, 7? Something like that?
Eight or nine.
So, yeah. I mean, games usually have like a 2 to 3 or 4 or 5 year gap, between sequels.
Right, but remember how much money was THQ pouring into this game
before? Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and Saints Row 3 was a really heavy hit for them. It was a really good achievement for them.
So they want to get that next one out just like that.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense. I'm just still shocked, though.
So, I mean, why would Koch Media... Okay, why would Deep Silver... I'm going to refer to them from that as that is now on. Why would Deep Silver want to hold on to an IP that is done, that will be a cash cow for them as we start heading into... As they most likely start heading into development for next generation consoles.
Right, right.
So why would they spend the extra, God knows how many millions to upgrade Saints Row 4 to next gen specs?
Right.
When they could release it now and focus on Saints Row 5
for next gen specifically.
Yes, for next gen. Built from the ground up for next gen.
Right. I mean, I think that's a better idea. I think that's a better plot. I mean, especially because if this game's already, I mean, it's got to be close to done. If not done.
Yes, if this rumor proves anything to be true, that means the game's out in 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. So it
has
to
be. For a game that
done.
Size, it has to be 80% done right now, and it has to be in the process of being bug tested as well.
Right.
They gotta be polishing it. That's final.
Right, I mean, they gotta be on their way. So that's just really interesting news. I really did not expect that in the least.
No, that really kind of threw everyone through a loop today. So hopefully that proves to be true, but if not, we can probably expect more on that, you know, coming this holiday season. And if they need the extra time, take it, of course.
Right, but
if not, so be it.
Right, keep on the lookout for that. Right. Also, keep on the lookout for this, which also struck me as
oh, I knew this was coming.
I didn't even know this was coming.
Dude.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
I know.
Dude. Yeah, basketball.
Watch it. Right. So yeah, Witcher 3.
Wild Hunt.
Is, coming, but it is the last.
It's the last of the Witcher games. And guess what? According to Game Informer, let me see if I can find the official picture here. Yeah. It's in development for next-gen consoles.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is not... The way the announcement sounded when I read the announcement and the cover of Game Informer, it didn't sound like it's coming to current-gen. It sounds like it's developed exclusively for next-gen consoles.
Which is exciting. I'm really happy for that.
Which isn't why I'm surprised that I haven't seen any
anymore.
Gameplay.
Right.
But that'll probably be released in the next day.
Right, or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is cool, because now we've got I refer to games that are like The Witcher and The Witcher 2 as like KOTAR-style games. They're heavily influenced by fucking Knights of the Republic series.
Right.
Just like Mass Effect and Dragon Age. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all like... It's all very KOTAR-ish. So I'm really excited that next gen's going to be getting a really good style one. Because, I mean, The Witcher 2 was pretty good.
It was great. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I mean, I liked The Witcher, the first one, a little bit better. But
I get that. But the Witcher 3 is supposed to be 30 times bigger than The
Witcher
2.
Which is fucking gross.
That's disgusting.
Which is pretty fucking gross. I don't know. I really want them to work out the combat a little bit better.
I think they did. They did. The article did cover up the combat's being tweaked. You know, no longer is your evade and dodge just a roll out of the way. You're actually blocking. You're parrying them on,
right,
on the proper attacks. And
right,
actually
exactly.
Looks fluid.
Right,
and that all goes into with their new engine that they developed, the Red Engine 3,
which
odds,
is
right?
Our next little bit of news.
Yeah,
in here.
Segue, perfect.
Yeah,
because this engine allows them to create just massive landscapes in game that are not bogged down by any load times. It's all seamless.
That's fucking sex.
Yeah.
That's like total.
So a game that's bigger than Skyrim with no load time.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
That's disgusting.
I know.
I mean, don't remember, I assume there's going to be an initial load time.
Right, I mean, of course, but...
I'm assuming something like Grand Theft Auto, where you have that initial kind of, you know, crappy load time.
Right, but it should be...
And then it's done.
Right, but it should be relatively... relatively smoother than something like Skyrim.
I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now, just what the Red Engine 3 can do, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I believe this article also says that it is the engine for Cyberpunk 2077. So,
yeah, it is. So I'm really excited to see what this engine can do.
Right, I mean, the trailer for 2077 we talked about in our podcast with Chris Pienaar. We were really excited for... I mean, especially with the way that that looked and the way that that behaved. Of course, it was a trailer, so...
It was a trailer that looked pre-rendered.
Right. But, so I mean, if that's going to lend itself to the eventual experience, and if the picture that we just saw of The Witcher lends itself to...
I'm really hoping it delivers, because I'm a fan of RPGs. And just
too.
Having that, like, deeper, grossing story, and it's going to be seamless.
It's going to be hot.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just trying to find... There's one little other fact about it I wanted to share, and I'm having trouble, you know, finding it. It's making me a sad band, so I'll come back to it if I have to.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to stay on the next gen bandwagon here, and
yeah,
we're going to get serious.
Yeah.
Sony has sent out invites to the media, and they're doing a whole viral marketing scheme for February 20th. They're announcing the future of PlayStation at an event held in New York City on February 20th.
Yeah, and this really surpasses how I felt about Sony in regards to how they were like... Because didn't Sony just say that they were going to let
Microsoft smoke and mirrors.
Right. So, I mean, I really think if they're this confident to do it this soon...
They have a system on their hand that is worth selling.
Right, and I feel like they're really, really confident in what the system is going to be able to do, and I'm really confident in what the system is going to be able to
do. Oh, yeah, I mean, apparently, you know, we're talking massive power, a share button that is going to be constantly recording the last 15 minutes of your gameplay, and if you want to share it, you just press a button, boom, it's on the web.
Right. I really hope that this... I just really hope that they're really pulling out all the stops for this. I hope this isn't going to be some bullshit, you know... Hey, we got some stuff. Okay, bye. Like, I really want it to be just, you know...
It's gonna happen.
You couldn't see my hand gesture, but, like, I just want it to be fucking epic and significant and not just a throwaway thing for them to just, you know, vomit out information about their system. I really want it to be about something. I want it to be powerful, and I want it to strike all of the gamers and have us be like, holy fuck, I want the system right now. I'm a god.
Right.
That's what I want.
So I'm so excited for February 20th. Predictions for the event. I want to get some predictions down because...
Predictions for the event? Like, what do you mean? Like, specs?
Obviously, they're not going to give away the specs of what exactly is running the machine because stupid.
Okay, yeah, I mean, give that away, yeah.
But, you know, are they going to show games? Is this controller going to be redesigned? I want to go over that kind
of thing. I think they're going to debut the controller design if they have a controller design in mind.
Okay.
I think they're going to at least, maybe not show it in use, but show it and have it just be seen, just so we can fucking bounce it around our brains for the next couple months until they answer all of our questions about it.
83?
Yeah, 83. I think they're definitely going to announce some games. Probably games that have not been announced yet.
I think they have to.
Probably games that haven't been announced yet, or maybe a game that we've never even heard of yet. Because I feel like if they're going to give us... They're just going to say stuff that we're kind of expecting, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. But if they pull out... I mean, why else would they do this if they didn't have, like, really big news?
Right.
And it wouldn't be really big news if we all knew about it.
Exactly. I think... Okay, so first prediction I think we can both agree on. It's going to have... If they have an updated controller design, maybe something like the rumors say with, like, a touchpad...
Yeah.
Integrated into it, they'll show that. I think with the controller, I honestly think it's going to have the concave sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what a lot of fans have been...
Clamoring for that,
and a different trigger design.
Okay.
But I do not want them to change the actual shape of the DualShock because
it's just
used to it.
It's just so Sony.
It's Sony. It's iconic. You know, it's been around since the 90s, and I got
to
keep it.
Right, but I mean, if they do change it, hopefully they have reason to change.
As long as it's not the freaking boomerang.
The boomerang.
You've never seen the boomerang?
Oh, is that the fucking stupid ass thing? Oh, that stupid ass thing that where you're like on top of yourself playing the game.
Kind of. Hold on. I gotta show it to him, folks.
He says, "Folks, that's the fucking weirdest thing." I swear. Oh, that piece of shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
it looks like a boomerang.
Yeah. No.
If
they
do something like that, they'll get an outcry. Yeah. For those of you who are listening and not watching our video podcast that doesn't exist yet, we will post a picture
of the
boomerang on the Facebook page.
Yeah, it's
in the comments below, so you can see what we're talking about.
It's just seriously just so...
It's stupid. That's why they got rid of it.
Yeah, so I hope they don't bring that back in any way, shape, or
form. Games will be playable. I mean, not playable. I'm sorry, not playable. Definitely not playable. You will see games, though. First and third-party announcements.
Okay.
And at the very least, you will see a sizzle reel, but you will see games in action at that event.
All right, I'm hoping for that.
They have to blow us all out of the water.
Yeah, of course. Again, they like why would this be big news if we didn't? If we already knew what the news was.
So. Right, and it's been the word is it's also going to be live streamed onto people's PlayStation 3s.
Which would be nice.
I'd be okay with that because I actually want to do a live like blog update as it goes and update my PS4 wiki for IGN.
That'd be neat.
So I'm hoping for that. Also, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm expecting, they don't have to announce this at the event on the 20th, a $399 price.
That'd be sex.
But I'm afraid, just like the PlayStation team over at IGN, that they're going to do a $499.
Yeah.
I really am. Yeah. Because the amount of tech that is going to be in this console and the next Xbox, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I just, it won't sell well.
It will not sell $499.
If they do $499, it's not going to.
It's got it.
You're going to get the
diehard. I'll accept $449 for like the higher top of the line model.
I maybe will. I'm one of those. I mean, I really don't. I think it'd be a stupid, stupid move. I feel
but
like
if
you're
they stay competitive, I think it's got to be $399 for the top of the line because that.
Oh,
way,
it's got to be $399.
Because guess what? The Wii U is $350 for the 32 gig model.
Right.
For an extra $50, you can get a top of the line next gen system.
Right. Especially a Sony system.
Or even Microsoft. Oh my god.
Right. I mean, I just. $399. I mean, it's hopefully it's under $400, but I understand if it has to be $400.
I think $400 is a sweet spot for consoles, where it's like, okay, that's the maximum we're all willing to pay because no one bought the PS3 when it was $499 or $599 for the higher end model.
Yeah,
I mean, don't get me wrong, you had that niche audience that really bought into it, you know.
Right, and that's what you're gonna have if they make it $499. But I'm honestly, if they really want to fucking blow everything out of the water, if they want to beat, you know, Microsoft in this race, in this everything, they gotta.
They really gotta
do shit.
All right, so things that make us hopeful that this is actually the PlayStation 4 announcement is anonymous sources from have both told Polygon and the Wall Street Journal that this event is the PlayStation 4 announcement. But do we really need people pseudo confirming that? Oh yeah, it's a PS4. Seriously.
No, it has to be.
It has to be. If it's, I swear to God, if it's them releasing a red PlayStation Vita, I'm gonna cry. I will lose.
Yeah, that's,
my shit.
Yeah, that's gonna be fucking stupid.
Because you don't call everyone in the gaming industry together and say you have to provide your credentials to prove you're in the gaming, the video games, to prove you're a journalist to get into this event.
Yeah,
just to say.
Yeah.
Here's some crap news and some financial stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the cusp of next gen. We're on the cusp of explosions of information about next gen systems.
We have to be, because The Witcher 3, they've already said it's a next gen game.
It's just...
It's the cover story for the Game Informer.
Right, it's just... I mean, E3's coming. E3 is on its way, we're on the cusp of that. And if E3 is not a total... If the E3 is not a total blowout of amazing, you know, next-gen systems and information and new games and old games being next-gen games and third-party amazing indie games being next-gen games, it's going to be a flop.
Right.
Like, we're on the cusp of this. We need it to happen.
Also, not only that, we need... I want to see what Microsoft's going to do about this, too, because I think Microsoft will announce before GDC now.
Yeah.
They have to.
Right, because they have to compete with this.
Because game developers, they're getting to the point where they cannot keep the lid on their games for much longer.
Oh, yeah, no.
It has to be getting to that point.
Right, and I think going about it this way and being like, you know, I mean, of course we're assuming that they're going to, you know, debut games and stuff like that or just say games that are coming out. I mean, I feel like they need to do this.
No, no, I will put a bet on it that there will be footage of games at this event.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I mean, in some way, shape, or form, there has to be.
There has to be.
They're not... There has to be. So.
Also, there is a rumor going around that the PS... the PlayStation controller is getting redesigned. So, at the center of it, instead of having a home button, a select button, a start button, you're going to have a touchpad. Not like a touch screen, a touchpad, a la the back of the PlayStation Vita.
Right.
And I don't really... see a point to that except to make the controller more expensive.
Right. So, I mean, again, I mean,
Hopefully that's false.
Hopefully it's false.
I'm okay with them just, you know, concave sticks, redoing the triggers here for R2 and L2.
Right.
And be calling it a day. And, you know, putting, you know, a couple better buttons on here.
Right. But, I mean, that's about it for the controller. I just minimal repairs, minimal stuff, I'm fine with that, but...
It kind of has to be that way, because we're already paying, what, $55 for a brand new controller?
Yeah, I mean, controllers are already stupidly expensive, I think.
They cannot jack that price up anymore.
No, you're going to fuck gamers if you keep doing that.
Because it's an expensive hobby we are
right.
in, and it's about to get really expensive with these next consoles coming out.
Right.
Because they're coming out this year, they have to be.
Right.
Speaking of consoles coming out, there's another rumor that the PlayStation 4 will launch this year in Japan and North America, and then launch early next year for Europe.
I don't understand why.
Their largest markets for potential buyers are in Japan and America.
Right, but...
And it makes sense.
Right, it does make sense from that point. I just, yeah, I don't know.
If I was in Europe, I'd be pissed.
Right, exactly, exactly. It's just deprivation. I mean, but those extra months, give them time to
build up stock and
better systems.
Yeah,
I mean, because when PS3s and 360s came out, everyone's shit was fucking dying.
Yeah,
there were 360s that were malfunctioning like nobody's business. They were ghost turning on and turning off and opening up the fucking CD tray and. You know, PS3s were crashing and fucking with people's...
Overheating.
You know, right.
Both of these consoles have to be so well tested there cannot be a single production flaw with them.
Right, because that's going to... I mean, it's going to blow. It's going to blow.
If there is another Red Ring event for either console maker...
Yeah.
It's going to screw them.
Yeah. It really is.
Microsoft got lucky that it didn't destroy the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
They got lucky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So...
And folks, that is the news section of Pocketful of Quarters.
Yeah.
Let's go check the email.
Let's not.
Why not?
Because $10, we have no mail.
I will bet you half of a chicken parmesan DP dough that we do have email.
Oh, that's funny, because I left half of my...
chicken parmesan DP dough in my fridge
last time I was here.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
So if you want it back, I gotta log out of my other email.
Oh, okay. I was gonna drum roll.
Oh, well, give me a couple seconds before the drum roll, but yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
Come on, you gotta cut me some slack here.
Lazy ass drum start. And no.
Oh, no. I owe you some leftovers.
Yes,
it's in the fridge. Go get it.
Yeah. Okay. So we have no mail. Our email is mattandjoshpodcast@yahoo.com. That's mattandjoshpodcast@yahoo.com.
That was adorable.
We also have Twitters.
GamerGuru91.
Joshua X-Man.
I always make fun of you for that.
Fuck you. I think that was our first... I think that was the first fuck of the episode.
God damn it, Josh.
Damn, we almost made it. I can always bleep it.
That's a lot of effort.
Not really. Okay, so... so, yeah,
That's really the episode we have for you. We will be doing a special podcast the week, both before, like that week normal for the 20th, that weekend, and we'll have a special podcast for after.
Yeah, probably the day of, once, right when it's done, we'll probably fucking be in apeshit mode and do
it. Oh my god. Unless we're both in class, in which case I'll just be paying attention
right,
in
and
class
just,
and
yeah,
not
and,
live streaming anything.
But yeah, we'll have a podcast where we gush, or where we critique.
Yeah, because I'm excited for it. It's a big event. We got big news is 2 weeks away, people.
Yeah.
Get excited. Wait, it's two. Oh, Monday. So
two
the
weeks.
Event is next Tuesday? I mean, next Tuesday?
Yes.
Wednesday. Damn it, the event is next Wednesday.
Yeah.
I have class like all day.
I'm sorry.
I hope it's at a... a good time for me. Otherwise, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
But yeah, so that's our episode. We'll keep you posted on shit. Go to our Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
Pocket Full of Quarters.
Just go to Facebook. We're also on iTunes.
Just search Pocket Full of Quarters for those podcasts.
Yeah.
Folks.
Every time, Matt. Every time. Okay, every time. I'm Josh McKenning.
I'm Matt Luchetti.
You guys have a good day. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.